same?
Yes, sir.
On that, did you take care of that thing I told you to? He's been by Warner's office.
Yes, sir.
Did you get that material?
It's all taken care of. I don't have the material, but it's all in order.
Well,
I know where it is and everything about it.
Well, I sure hope that you can get it over to your place.
All right, sir.
I think that's important. Eddie's here with me, and he has been in there several times. He's got lots of names involved, lots of other things.
Okay.
I think you ought to go by this evening. Pack up your paper and your briefcase. Get Mildred to meet you there.
All right, sir. I'll do that.
Now, everybody up here knows it. They are
on
it really crazy for comment.
Yeah.
UP says that their Supreme Court reporter gave us details.
Yep.
The Chicago Tribune is calling about it.
Chicago Tribune is not going to publish it. That's definite. We just talked, I was just in on a conversation with Walter Trojan. He says he's not going to write it. Nobody, he won't let anybody on his staff write it.
What's his reaction?
That today he's going to write himself, write a story like this about a man who's got six children. He's just not going to do it. He just told that to Russ Wiggins. That was his will.
I think what they ought to do, and I'd be awfully strong about this. I think if we've crossed the bridge, we can't ever come back on it. And I think the presidency is something we've got to protect, and you can't protect it by procrastinating.
Yes.
I think that he ought to say to Kilduff, George Reedy's assistant, that his doctor has advised him that he'll be away indefinitely.
Yes.
And that he therefore cannot return to his duties, and this is his resignation.
Right.
And I think that Kilduff ought to say that he has resigned and appointed Bill Moyer in his place. What's your reaction to that?
You mean to do that tomorrow?
No, I think good one's the same one that carries this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's under pretty heavy sedation now. We could do it and he would validate it. I don't know that we'd get anything out of him now. But we could try, but if you wanted it, wanted it done, I know we can do it.
Well, don't you think it ought to be done? Everybody I talk to thinks that if I appear, I'm covering up some more, and I'm trying to hide, and I'm prolonging it, and I'm procrastinating about it. Well, here, I've been watching this thing since 59. By God, here they put cover it. I never heard of it, but I just don't think that the president can be put in a position of sitting and not acting. Eddie didn't think we'll use the word resign because that convicts him. But I don't know what else to use. I think if you don't resign, they produce that 50 stuff on you, and then you've had it because you tried to keep him in the light of things like that.
Well, how about the rest of the story? Would you continue playing that on the basis that we don't know anything about it? The rest of the story, the question about the arrest.
Yeah, well, I'll just leave it here. And when they showed us on that, we looking into this, none of you have ever had any problems in your family. Well, maybe it's all right, but I think everybody has a problem. And I regret it very much. All of us have problems, right? Some kind of other. Wrong in every family.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sympathetic state.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that somebody's going to raise is the fact that there's no FBI check on White House personnel. I guess that's right, isn't it?
I don't know. I'd ask Mike Kelman.
There were an FBI check, presumably that earlier arrest was turned up.
Well, it should be on everybody, so order it done tonight.
Mm-hmm.
tell they can cover every damn one of them. And he's a colonel in the Air Force, though.
Yeah.
And I ran into Homer Thornberry's secretary, had the same problem. Worked for him 15 years. I started bringing in. I had an FBI check. I got this thing, same thing to it.
Yeah.
I'll be here another 15, 20, 30 minutes, then I'm going to speak, and then I'm coming right back. But I can't do anything but we get this off the way, so y'all do it. Eddie and I, Eddie Wise will be here with me, and we'll come back and talk to you later.
All right,
I'll be here. I believe I have to go down at what, 9 o'clock?
Well,
quarter of 9, maybe.
Well, if I'd like to chat a little with Clyde.
Yeah.
And then can we call you right back?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.